You are listening to episode 860. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I am Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth so you can really master it. And I also share a lifestyle technique with you on the podcast because I like to say it's not just meditation, it's a lifestyle you're creating. And so as you get ready to settle yourself in to a meditation, I will share the lifestyle technique for this Thursday, which is all about productivity. I always share a tip for you to get those important things done in your life. And you learn a chakra meditation technique every single Thursday. And if you're not sure what a chakra is, chakras are simply ways that you can focus on different areas in your body that hold a lot of your emotions and your feelings. And so they're often referred to as energy centers in your body. I like to think of chakras as an inner guidance system. So as you get ready to learn all about how to do today's chakra meditation technique, remember that you really don't ever have to do the meditation techniques. So if you're thinking, I'm not really so sure about these chakras, no worries. You can simply listen to the technique and just not do the part that has to do with chakras. You still receive the benefits. I meditated for over a decade before I started to really apply the chakras and understand them. And since that time, they've become one of my favorite meditation techniques. So the lifestyle technique that I'll share with you is the Pomodoro productivity technique. It's a famous productivity technique, and you might be familiar with it. I do it to get a lot of important work done. And how you do the Pomodoro technique is you think about what it is that you want to accomplish. And think about something that will help make you feel more successful. Because after all, our theme this week is all about feeling successful. How to feel successful and be successful in different areas of your life. So right now, bring to mind a particular area of your life where you'd like to invite more success. It could be relationships, your job, your health, maybe how you take care of your home, or your relationship with your children or colleagues. Think of an area where it would make a difference to you and how you felt in all areas of your life if you could just improve this one area. Bring that to mind. Pomodoro technique on their website, they recommend that whatever it is you've been putting off, whether it's something big or something small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that it's something that deserves your full, undivided attention. And then you set a timer. And for 25 minutes, you make a small oath to yourself that you will focus your undivided attention on making progress on this task for just 25 minutes. So you don't allow yourself to be distracted or interrupted, and you make some progress on this task. You might not finish it, but you will make progress on it. And then when your timer goes off, any thoughts that come to your mind, you write them down on a piece of paper. And then you put a check mark on the paper when the timer has gone off and you're done. And then, this is the important part, you take a short break. You breathe, you meditate, you have a cup of coffee or tea. You can go for a short walk or do something relaxing they recommend. So try this for your task, that project that would make such a difference to your life if you could just finish it. And you could do several Pomodoro techniques over several days or several throughout your day to make progress on it. So your technique today to be your most productive, to feel your most successful, to make progress on those big, important goals you have. If you focus on your sixth and seventh chakra, now this is right at the top of your head, your seventh chakra, and your sixth chakra is actually located in two places. You can place your left hand right at your neck if you want. You don't have to do this. Right where you feel the dip in the back of your neck, that is called your medulla oblongata. It is often referred to as the seat of your ego. And this is where we hold our attachments, our likes, our dislikes, our moods, all those shifting emotions that fluctuate. And if you place your right hand, if you would like to do so, on your forehead, right in the center of your forehead, your spiritual eye. This is where you enter your seventh chakra. And now your seventh chakra is right at the crown of your head. But before you connect with your seventh chakra, you release these attachments from your ego, especially your moods that shift and can hold you back and discourage you or distract you from sharing your best talents and gifts with the world. So if you hold your right hand at your forehead and your left hand right the back of your neck, and just visualize some of your biggest emotions that hold you back could be anger or fear or jealousy. Those emotions maybe you've been experiencing lately, and just visualize them kind of gathering and you're releasing them, allowing yourself to open up to something new. Just becoming aware that they're there and that they may be dominating your thoughts. And then you'll release your hands and place them in your lap and visualize yourself feeling interconnected with the world around you. As you think about your greatest qualities, which is likely where you find your most success, visualize yourself completing this project or initiating something. Your best qualities. Visualize yourself sharing those with the world around you. This is that beautiful feeling of being in sync and connected with everything around you, everything that matters to you, of your seventh chakra. So you can go into your meditation just visualizing the gifts you want to bring out in yourself a little more, sharing those and feeling an incredible sense of success as you do so. If you'd like me to guide you in a full chakra meditation using this technique for success, you can receive daily guided meditations, brand new ones, customized around our weekly themes, over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And you get 2 weeks, 14 meditations free when you try it out. I have so enjoyed sharing today's meditation technique and inspiration with you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.